Peace Walk, religious and civil society organizations in Malindi, Kilifi County, staged a peace walk in the wake of rising political tensions, insecurity, corruption and gender-based violence in the country. Members of the organization sang songs of peace as they marched from the Malindi International Airport through Malindi Town to the St. Anthony's Catholic Cathedral, where their leaders read a joint press statement in turns. Among the issues that they said dogged the coast region, and for which they called for urgent attention, were insecurity fueled by acts of extremism and organized crime, land conflicts, corruption and gender-based violence, including child defilement and the killings of elderly persons on suspicion of witchcraft practice. They called upon the government, religious and civil society organizations as well as community members to take action against any threats to peace and peaceful coexistence in order to enable the country to thrive in all fronts. Those who participated in the walk themed, Maintaining Peace, a Societal Responsibility to Foster Oneness, included members of the Catholic Diocese of Malindi's Catholic Justice and Peace Department, Muslim Faithful, non-governmental organizations led by Haki Yetu Organization, and members of the Malindi District Cultural Association that represented traditional religions. Father Ambrose Muli of the Catholic Diocese of Malindi noted that the region had in the recent past seen a surge in insecurity fueled by acts of extremism and organized crime, pointing out that the Lamu and Tana River corridor had been affected by terror-related violence that had claimed innocent lives, displaced communities and spread fear among residents. This rise in insecurity threatens to erode the delicate social fabric that hold our communities together. We therefore call upon the government security agencies to enhance their intelligence-sharing mechanisms and act decisively against the perpetrators of these heinous acts, he said. He at the same time appealed to community members to be vigilant and cooperative, reporting any suspicious activities and fostering interfaith dialogue that prevent the radicalization of the youth, and that places of worship must be sanctuaries of peace, not breeding grounds of hatred and division. Some of the members of different religious groups and the civil society marched through Malindi Town to mark this year's International Peace Day. Mr. Emmanuel Manyanya, who spoke on behalf of traditional religion under the Kaya system, said conflicts fueled by historical injustices had dogged the region and called for land reforms to end conflicts. He urged the national government, county governments and community leaders to accelerate the resolution of disputes focusing on justice, fairness and equitable resource distribution. It is imperative that all stakeholders work collaboratively to ensure land reforms address the root cause of these conflicts, said Mr. Manyaya, who also called for an interreligious and an intercultural dialogue to foster unity among different religions and cultures. Mr. Peter Kayama, the director of the Mombasa-based Haki Yetu organization, condemned poor governance and corruption, which he said foster resentment as communities feel neglected and deprived of basic services such as healthcare, education and infrastructure. The lack of transparency in government institutions has widened the gap between the government and the people, creating a fertile ground for discontent and unrest, he said, adding, "We stand firm in demanding greater transparency and accountability in governance and call on our elected leaders to uphold the highest ethical standards and to serve the interests of the people with integrity." He challenged every citizen to reject bribery, nepotism and any form of corruption, and noted that it is the collective duty of all citizens to promote good governance. He said the organizations were concerned by youth unemployment and drug abuse, challenges, he said, had rendered many youths vulnerable to crime, radicalization and a sense of hopelessness. Mr. Masood Abubakar Masood from the Council of Imams and Preachers of Kenya, CIPK, said the organizations were concerned with the rise in gender-based violence and the neglect and killing of the elderly, injustices he said violated human dignity of the affected groups. He appealed for a stronger legal framework to protect the rights of women and children and for the communities to take an active role in safeguarding the vulnerable population.